Good evening. Welcome to the Buck Stops here. I'm Vishnu Shom on a day when people were fishing on the Ring Road in Bengaluru. They were also on boats, as you can see over here. But people were catching fish on the Ring Road in Bengaluru. You heard me right, because the road had become a river, because the city just couldn't handle rainfall. And it was no different in Gurgaon. It's called Gurugram now. It's referred to as our Millennium City, India's very own Singapore, a city dotted with luxurious high-rises and high-tech offices of multinational companies. But when it rains, all bets are off. A symbol of India's economic rise, both Bangalore and Gurugram become relics of a past where basic drainage was unheard of. On the program this evening, this complete collapse of basic civic infrastructure in Bengaluru and in Gurugram. We'll be looking at that and also reflecting on the situation in the national capital, which certainly isn't any better. First, a look at Bengaluru today.
This is India's IT capital. Roads have turned into rivers. And here, on one of the city's main ring roads, people fishing. And snakes in the flood water. People actually trying to catch fish on a busy, busy ring road in the center of the city. This is the BTM ring road. This water is overflowing from a lake some kilometers away. It is the encroachment of lakes and the buildings on lake beds around the city that is largely responsible for this mess, as the rainwater has nowhere to go. In the morning, the situation was so bad, the fire department and the NDRF had to use boats to rescue stranded people.
Excess water should go through the Raj Kalwe. But unfortunately, people have constructed the houses on the Raj Kalwe, so the water is entering into their house.
The administration, like each year, seemingly caught by surprise by the arrival of the monsoon. 800 crores allotted for the building of stormwater drains, still not utilized. People will say administration has collapsed. It is a failure of the BBMP.
Sorry, madam, migagle navu yen stormwater drains ke navu.
800 crores allotted for stormwater drains. That work not yet finished. It's in the process. Tenders are being called for. Work is being done. Another fallout of the rain. This something residents are more familiar with. Traffic jams. All over the city, main roads were clogged with traffic. In jams that lasted hours. It took us 1.5 hours to travel 3 kilometers. This is the BTM Ring Road in the south of Bengaluru. And my camera person, Govind, will just show you what's happening on the road behind us and around us. Now, this road is an arterial road, a busy road. We're actually trying to get to the Silk Board, where a man is actually called saying he is trapped in his house. But getting anywhere in Bengaluru, not that easy. Yesh kante aito?
1 hour aito.
1 hour, yelinda barake?
MG Road inda.
MG Road inda, okay. So it's taken him 1 hour to come from MG Road, which is a distance of maybe 5 kilometers from where we are. It was a day that the city of Bengaluru will not forget in a hurry. This kind of river is the result. And this, of course, is right next to a very, very busy road. Vehicles actually driving along the edge of that water, splashing along the edge of that water. This is a very busy arterial road that links areas like Jayanagar and JP Nagar with Hosur Road. Hosur Road, where Electronics City is, where thousands of techies actually work every day. But for now, this is a river, a new river created in Bengaluru by one night of rain and by an administration that does not seem able to cope. With Govind Murthy, Maya Sharma in Bengaluru for NDTV.
So rivers, as you can see, flowing over there in Bengaluru. And this is the scene in Gurgaon at about 4 p.m. today. This is a day after people spent upwards of 12 hours in their vehicles while commuting from Delhi to Gurgaon. There were people tweeting saying that in some cases it was actually quicker to fly from Delhi to the United States than it was to travel from Delhi to their homes, because some people actually ended up spending the entire night in their cars. Many cars stalled on the roads, others ran out of fuel. It was havoc and chaos in Gurugram yesterday and today when schools were shut and offices were shut in India's quote-unquote millennium city.
Hours of rain and Gurgaon's worst nightmare, waterlogging and traffic jams are back. Never-ending construction, narrowing down main roads. Frustrated, people ditching their cars, choosing to wade through water. The Gurgaon police immediately asked commuters from Delhi to stay away. Schools also ordered to stay shut, but it was too late.
First time you're coming to Gurugram?
Yeah, this is the first time.
And did you expect this? What's happening?
Oh, I had a different image altogether of Gurugram, but that image is now shattering away.
आज मुझे शर्म आ रही है कि मैं मिलेनियम सिटी में रह रहा हूँ.
सिर्फ नाम ही बदला गया, उसमें ऐसा कुछ इम्प्रूवमेंट नहीं है. सिचुएशन देखिए, अभी कल आज सुबह से ही पुलिस वाले लोग दिख रहे हैं रोड पे आपको, अदरवाइज कल से तो काफी डिफिकल्ट सिचुएशन था लोगों के लिए.
Even the sight of the commissioner of Gurugram police in person manning crossings brought no relief.
सभी strategies बनाई गई थी, इसीलिए traffic इस समय चल पा रहा.
The Haryana Chief Minister, who was at the receiving end of people's ire, was forced to call off his Gurgaon visit due to bad weather in Chandigarh. But indirectly, he blamed the Delhi government's non-cooperation after he retweeted this. Kejriwal's deputy immediately hit back. As the chaos showed no signs of letting up, Union Minister Venkaiah Naidu spoke to the Haryana Chief Minister. Nitin Gadkari also directed India's Highway Authority to rush in a team to help clear the Gurgaon jams. But a hero in the midst of the chaos, 36-year-old Abdul, who drives a cycle rickshaw, clears water below the Huda City Centre metro station.
Abdul, kab se kar rahe ho ye?
10-15 minute hua.
अच्छा, क्यों कर रहे हो?
ऐसे ही आदमी भला के लिए,
लोगों के भले के लिए. किसी ने कुछ बोला नहीं आपको करने के लिए?
कोई नहीं बोला.
We are at Gurgaon's Honda Chowk, where the situation does not seem to be much better than it was in the morning. It is now time for commuters who have braved the terrible traffic congestion all day to head back from work, and while they may be expecting a smoother ride home, the situation right now seems just as grim. In Gurgaon with Rashmi Mann, Parimal Sinha and Sharad Sharma, this is Sharjata Lahiri, NDTV.
So Bangalore, Gurgaon, and it needs to be mentioned, Mumbai as well. But Mumbai as a city is better capable of actually looking after itself during these heavy rains. What we are looking at today is the desperate situation, the utter lack of infrastructure in so many of our big cities. Who's responsible, or are we going to be back here next year discussing the very same subject? Joining us on the program this evening, Kiran Mazumdar Shaw, the CMD of Biocon India Limited. She's tweeted a lot on this from Bengaluru earlier today. B.L. Shankar, an MLC in the Karnataka Assembly. Suhail Seth lives in Gurgaon. He's the managing partner of Councilage. Sambit Patra, the spokesperson of the BJP. Ashutosh of the Aam Aadmi Party. And with me in the studio, Mr. Sudhir Vora, the well-known urban planner. Let me come across to you first, Mr. B.L. Shankar. We're going to play out a shot, an image of people fishing. You can see that people fishing on the ring road in Bengaluru. People are catching fish, sir. What can you actually say can justify or explain this sort of situation? And the picture we have is of a fish which has been caught. Sir, this is 2016. People are fishing on a road. What is your reaction?
No, it is because of the unchecked encroachments that have taken place on the storm water drains in Bangalore and around Bangalore.
and about 110 villages which was added to Bangalore few years back. The lack of infrastructure that was there, but it was added without any proper completing of the infrastructure in those villages, and it was added to Bangalore city, and it was all under the Panchayat Act, which were administered under Panchayat Act. So all of them become part of Bangalore city, and Bangalore city's boundaries extended by many kilometers. So
the
lack of infrastructure in and around Bangalore. Yeah.
Everybody knows that there are encroachments. The question is why. Let me put that across to Kiran Mazumdar-Shaw. Ma'am, you know, there are fish easily available, it seems, on the roads of the city that you live in now. It is an utter disgrace. And in a little while from now, we're going to bring you an image of a snake slithering past one of my colleague Maya Sharma over there, as she was actually broadcasting live a little while back. It's dangerous also as well on the roads of the national of Bengaluru. We'll bring out that image in just a little while. But when a political leader, Kiran Mazumdar-Shaw, says that, look, you know, there are encroachments and this is a problem and that is why it has happened, what is your response to that?
You know, this is, you know, successive failures of successive governments. This is not about one government or today's government. I think we have, this has happened over the last decade or so, with no government that can state or claim that they are not responsible, because every successive government is guilty of not investing enough in planning and in infrastructure development. And you know this, you know, I think Maya said this is the, you know, a one of a kind day, but I don't agree with her. Every year we have this one day which is an awful day where we all go through the same kind of pain. And yet, politicians are in denial, civic agencies are in denial, even many citizens who have encroached are in denial. So, you know, I think as a nation we have failed in every civic responsibility, whether it's the political class, whether it's the citizenry, or whether it's the bureaucratic class. I mean, when are we going to plan? When are we going to make sure that, you know, cities like Bangalore and Gurgaon, who are really the growth engines of this country, are going to be invested in?
Yeah.
I mean, is it this political agenda about, you know, just focusing on the rural vote bank and then forgetting about urban development because that's not where they get their votes from?
So,
I mean, this is ridiculous. I think we must put an end to this.
Suhail, would you like to come in here? We'll talk about Gurugram in a little while, but I think Kiran Mazumdar-Shaw has made some very important points. What are we talking about here? Are we actually talking about politicians with any sense of responsibility, a bureaucracy which knows anything about what to do with this scenario, or is this something that will be forgotten tomorrow because the waters will recede? Is that what we're actually looking at? What is the bigger picture? India 2016.
No. There are three things. It's very easy for us to blame the politicians who should be blamed. We are equally responsible. There are errant, notorious citizens who dump garbage, who block drains, who build illegally, bribe the municipal people, and then when their children are stuck and when they are stuck, then they abuse the government, which, by the way, should also be abused, but that a bit later. So who's involved? All of us are part of this unholy nexus. So before we cast a stone at someone else, let's look inwards. The citizen is as malleable and is as pitiable as the government and the other administrative arms, number one. Number two, yes, we will have the same discussion next year after a heavy shower. Number three, look at what Narendra Modi is saying, and rightly so. He's talking about smart cities. But for God's sake, you need smart citizens, you need smart governance people. I must doff my hat in Gurgaon to Navdeep Singh Virk, the commissioner of police, and his force. I mean, these people have shown exemplary courage, but look at ML Khattar. I don't know where on earth he is. The only time I hear about him is when he's on Fifth Avenue with a Bollywood actress trying to get investments for Gurgaon. I mean, you'll have to wade through Gurgaon in order to invest in this city.
Some people want to
reply to
that.
The point I'm making, Vishnu, is we are pathetic. We are pathetic in terms of our response as citizens. We are pathetic in holding our people accountable. And our people are pathetic in basic governance. You can't clear a storm drain, for God's sake. I mean, this is 2016. You're talking about millennium cities. This is actually a miserable city. Look at Bangalore. I mean, you know, it's a shame that we have to show images of fish and snakes. I mean, for God's sake,
I want to belabor this point
but
a little bit.
No one cares.
Because I want to show that snake.
Accuses Arvind Kejriwal.
I want to interrupt you because I want to show the snake. Let's roll full frame and show the snake. There you go. That
Why
is a danger.
The snake? Yeah,
there
you seen go. Snakes.
This is ridiculous, absolutely. In 2016, when people are chasing snakes which have emerged because of floodwater-like situations in our cities. And this is not an incredible amount of water that we are dealing with. Mr. Vora, let me bring you in over here. This is not a flood-like situation. It's been made a flood-like situation.
It's only rain.
It's not very much, is it?
It's only rain.
Right.
And he's right. Suhail is right. Right. We'll come back next year and lament the same thing. It happened a year ago when there's a heavy storm or heavy rain. We'll have the same old problem because we are now becoming apathetic to the reality of our cities. So we have poor planning, we have poor execution. We, even though we know when the monsoons are going to come, they don't come in January, February, March, April. No. You know, we know all that. We know the quantities, we know the volume of work, we know what has to be done. New Delhi is fine, Chandigarh is fine. Many other cities which are designed much earlier are fine. We haven't had a flood near Connaught Place or anybody else. We are not doing our jobs properly as citizens, as planners, as executioners. We politicized our entire system of governance and engineering. Engineers can lie, engineering can't lie. That's exactly what's happening. If you didn't clear your stuff properly, if you didn't work it out, this is NH8. This is a national highway going to Bombay.
One of the most important highways.
It's a spine which you can't. Yeah. It's a spine which you can't. You don't have an alternative spine.
Yeah.
And to be stuck for 8-9 hours on a main spine which is 150 meters wide right away is actually pathetic. Yeah. It's not even narrow.
Yeah.
It's not narrow. It's double the width of what it is in Delhi near the airport.
Right.
We have had trouble earlier. A few years ago, we had the airport under flood. That was a stupid engineering mistake. The flood waters. The waters of rainwaters could not go towards the west, which is where the main drain was. But this is most pathetic.
Okay, I want to bring Sambit Patra over here. Sambit, Millennium City, let's focus on that. 2016, there are encroachments all along the main drain, the main stormwater drain, where water is supposed to go out. Who's going to stop that? There's a BJP government in power. Everybody knew it was going to rain. Why haven't these encroachments been removed?
I'll answer that, but since I'm a politician and we have a government both in Haryana and the centre, so first I should begin by apologising, not only to the panellists, but also to the people of this country, that, well, yes, as a spokesperson of the government, first I should bow down my head and say sorry. It's something wrong has happened, in fact. People waiting for 12 long hours in a traffic jam, it's absolutely bad. I'm sorry for that, but since we have a scientific discussion over here on a larger scale, on a larger aspect, two important points about the encroachment. I would give you a scientific data. Sector 58, you know, this drain that drains water from Gurgaon along NH8 to Rajabgarh drain, it passes along the sector 58. You would be astonished to know that because of corrupt practices in the yesteryears, and I don't want to be political about it, but it is true that there are patches of the drain. Because of the change in land use, that is called a CLU, they have been converted into malls and they have been made into buildings. So naturally, the drain is broken at number of places because the land use in certain portions of the drain has been changed. So the water does not find its way to its natural exit, that is the Nazafgarh drain, and finally spills over to the road. And second, it's not that these have not been noted. Mm-hmm. Report number 4 of 2013, the Comptroller and Auditor General of India, for the first time went into financial and performance audit on District Gurgaon of Governor of Haryana. And there's three lines I would read out as to what the CAG had to say about the district planning. District Planning Committee constituted in November 2007 and held only 6 meetings against the requirement of 17 meetings during 2007 and 12.
Okay.
The DPC approved district development plan without considering the totality of other available resources. So most of the planning was flawed. And I'm sorry to state, despite the fact that we have a growing population, but whenever we go into designing and planning, we do not have, unlike what the European nations do, they think of 200 years ahead. We hardly think of 10 or 15 years
but
ahead.
But you see, in hindsight, to be saying this is the problem. we keep talking in hindsight. It is a problem which everybody has. Ashutosh, come in over here because Delhi has its own disastrous situation. We keep using the word desilting all the time. Nothing gets desilted. Now, Sambit has apologized. He believes as a political leader, part of a political party, he needs to apologize to people. Would you, as a leader, a fairly senior leader in the Aam Aadmi Party, also apologize to people in Delhi who face this nightmare whenever it rains?
Well, of course, there is no doubt about it that when the people are suffering and the people are having problems and they are stuck in the traffic jam for the 4-5 hours, then obviously somebody has to take the blame. We politicians, since we control the policies and we control the government and governance, so we have to take the blame. But there is a larger issue. What is the larger issue? If you see, there is a rampant corruption, there is a rampant encroachment, there is lack of planning. There is a town mafia, and I'm deliberately using the word town mafia, which includes a networking of politicians, bureaucrats, and the land sharks. Unless you have a long-term planning, unless you decide to crack on these people, unless you put somebody behind the bar, only then this
and
system...
And you feel that your government can't
say
do
in
that?
Correct.
It's not a question of our government. It's not a question of somebody else's government. If Delhi... If there is a problem in Delhi, there is a much serious problem in Bangalore, there is a larger problem in Gurugram. The problem is that the land mafia is so strong that first they decide to make a multi-story building, and when the multi-story
building is
there,
I'm just trying to understand.
Then they talk about the roads
as a citizen. Are you feeling helpless as a government? You point out to these big mafias. Are you helpless? Are we all therefore helpless?
No, as a citizen, yes, I feel helpless. But the point is, somewhere down the line, some government has to crack on
which
this
government
landmark.
You're in power. You've come into power in Delhi with a record number. It's unprecedented in Indian political history. If you don't do anything, who will do?
No, Vishnu. Frankly speaking, we should be doing it, and we are trying to do it. But unless you have police, unless you have anti-corruption bureau, unless you have
well, we know what we need, we just don't get it. Sohail, you had a point to make. We have a short program today. 1 minute, please, and then I wanted to go back to Kiran Mazumdar Shaw as well. Yes, just quickly, please. Sohail.
Look, I'm tired as a citizen of my beloved country being told the problem was in the past. History has no citizens. For God's sake, these guys must solve problems today, because we are suffering today. And we are equally responsible. Let Ashutosh on his part, and Khattar, if we can find him, deliver a solution-based program as to when this problem will be alleviated. Look at the Northeast. No one talks about the Northeast in this country. The rampant flooding happens year after year, year after year. Look at Bombay. I mean, we treat the Northeast as if it doesn't exist. So I'm saying, take a serious view, Vishnu. And if I were you, I would make this an NDTV cause. These are more pressing issues than some of the other stuff that we tend to focus on. And please actually talk about governance and urban rehabilitation and recalibration.
Kiran Mazumdar Shaw, last word to you. Bangalore was the city of the future. It continues to attract foreign direct investment. It is directly linked to India's aspirations in the next 10 years for sure. This kind of message, what does it send outside?
Well, you know, it is so depressing and shameful, but I hope we can convert these crises into an opportunity to really, really bring about change. I think Sohail said it very correctly. This is a problem we are facing nationwide. I mean, how can we keep being in denial year after year after year that, you know, that it's not possible to do anything? We've got to do something. We've got to, crack the mafia. We've got to, make sure that lands are not encroached and lakes are not encroached. And we've just got to make sure that we invest massively in modern, smart infrastructure. I mean, if Bangalore doesn't do it, I just don't know what.
Well, one way or the other, it's a shame. And I think Sohail also made a very important point about how citizens are equally responsible for the mess that we are in. We're out of time. I'd like to thank all of you very much for joining us. And I'd like to leave our viewers with this reality check once again of just where we are in 2016 in Bangalore. Two pictures, one of a snake in a flood-like situation when there shouldn't have been any flood at all. The rain wasn't catastrophically high. And on the right, people catching fish. And that's the fish that's been caught. This is India 2016. We like to believe that we are a world-class country and we're headed in the right direction. But when it comes to rain, nah, we can't fix it. We'll be back here next year as well. Unfortunately, that may just be the case.